Last year, an investigative series by the Miami Herald brought wealthy financier and convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein back into the spotlight. Reporting revealed he was given special treatment during his conviction. That story triggered new interest in the case, and Epstein was jailed earlier this year in New York on federal child sex trafficking charges. In August, he was found dead in his cell. His death was ruled a suicide, but one pathologist who attended the autopsy on Epstein is challenging that ruling. I'm Blaze Ganey.
I was in charge of the forensic pathology panel that dealt with the court to determine what the cause of death of John F. Kennedy and Martin Luther King were.
That's forensic pathologist Michael Bodden, listing off some of the work he did for the United States House Select Committee on Assassinations in the late 1970s. Around that same time, he was a medical examiner for New York City. He held that job for 25 years, eventually becoming chief before being fired in 79. According to the New York Times, he was fired after complaints of sloppy record-keeping, poor judgment, and a lack of cooperation. Bodden has been called a celebrity pathologist because of his work on high-profile cases, but he says it's really because most pathologists work in a small jurisdiction. When Jeffrey Epstein was found dead while behind bars in August, Bodden received a call from his brother, Mark Epstein.
He was concerned that he wanted to know as soon as possible why his brother died and what the cause of death was and anything that's learned in the autopsy and not have to wait 3 or 4 months to get that information.
Bodden became the pathology consultant for Mark Epstein. That meant he would observe the autopsy. On the day of the autopsy, the medical examiner on site didn't make a decision on how Jeffrey Epstein died.
Doctor issued death certificate as pending further investigation. They needed more information. And I agreed with that. We should get more information.
Barbara Sampson, the chief medical examiner, has ruled the cause of death a suicide by hanging. But Bodden questions that finding.
There were findings at the autopsy that didn't go along with suicide, in that there was crushing injury of the windpipe in front of the neck, fractures of the hyoid bone and thyroid cartilage.
Bodden says in majority of suicides, that type of injury doesn't occur, and he believes it would have been nearly impossible for Epstein, given the setup of the cell he was in, to hang himself.
The ligature was attached not to the top of the bed, the bunk, which he could have hanged from, but to the bottom, near the bottom of the, about 3 feet off the ground. You can't hang yourself from 3 feet off the ground.
Government officials have also questioned the cause of Epstein's death. President Donald Trump himself has retweeted conspiracy theories. Epstein's lawyers have also raised concern about the death. And New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said suicide doesn't make sense, considering Epstein was the highest profile prisoner in America. The New York Medical Examiner's Office says it won't comment on whether its ruling will be reconsidered and says they stand firmly behind their decision. For WFSU News, I'm Blaze Ganey.